composer Stephen Lawrence has died. Lawrence wrote the music to hundreds of songs for Sesame Street. He was the music director for the landmark children's album Free to Be You and Me. He also composed songs for the project, including the title track. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Just a few months ago, for his 82nd birthday, Stephen Lawrence made a YouTube video with some of his favorite songs for which he wrote the music. There's Free to Be You and Me.
There's a land that I see where the children are free, and I say it ain't far to this land from where we are.
Take the jazzy Fuzzy and Blue from Sesame Street.
Fuzzy and Blue. That's me, I'm Fuzzy and Blue.
And Mama Cass Elliott's version of One Way Ticket.
Call the village band out, bid me goodbye.
Melody, that's what Stephen Lawrence was always looking for, says his wife, Kathy Lawrence.
That was number one. It had to have fabulous tunes. He didn't like Beethoven because he didn't think he was much in the way of tunes.
Composing for Sesame Street was perfect for Stephen Lawrence because he got to work in all kinds of styles, country western, R&B, classical.
He parodied Puccini in an aria about fish.
Fish, I love them raw or fried or boiled, flambé or poached, sautéed or broiled.
Stephen Lawrence grew up in Great Neck, New York. His father worked at a glue factory. Kathy Lawrence says Stephen wasn't big on sight reading, but he could play anything by ear as early as age 5. He won 3 Emmys for his work on Sesame Street, awards he shared with his fellow composers. It's also where he met the late lyricist Bruce Hart and his wife, the late sketch writer Carol Hart. When Carol started working with Marlo Thomas on a new children's record, she suggested her husband and Lawrence could work on the music.
He was adorable and fun, but he was very serious about the music.
Marlo Thomas says when she and Mel Brooks were recording a song together, Lawrence was so serious, Mel Brooks walked out of the studio. He eventually came back. When Sarah Bareilles recently did a version of the title track of Free to Be You and Me, Marlo Thomas said she wanted to change a few chords.
And he was very, you know, upset about it. He had to call. I said, well, call her and negotiate it, whatever you want. You know, I'll stand beside you, whatever you want to do. And so he was very particular what he would allow and what he wouldn't allow on the chord. And, you know, I mean, I could barely tell the difference, but Stephen was like that with his own music and with others, too.
Talking to WNYC's John Schaefer in 2012, Stephen Lawrence reflected on the album's success.
The record company said we could hope for 15,000 sales.
And
it sold over 1 million. I'm not sure how much. It just keeps selling.
Among the tributes to Stephen Lawrence, Sesame Workshop tweeted, "Thank you for bringing smiles, laughter, and the gift of music to our neighborhood." Kathy Lawrence says her husband loved being recognized for his work and would be so happy with what people are saying now. As for Sarah Bareilles' version of his song, Marlo Thomas says he loved it. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.